Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast. Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and Clean Label Project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Welcome back to Good Moms, Bad Choices. I'm Erica.
And I'm Mila.
And it's Wednesday.
Happy hump day. Ladies and gentlemen,
happy hump day, H-U-M-P, baby, humping.
Do we need a shirt that says hump?
Or just happy hump day?
Happy hump.
Maybe wear it on Wednesday specifically.
Yeah.
So your Wednesday shirt?
It's your Wednesday shirt.
Yeah.
Because we drop on Wednesdays.
Happy then like your Friday day. Shirt is like drop them goddamn kids off shirt. Like,
like we did the days of the week shirts.
Yeah.
You're doing a good job Monday.
Fuck, it's Monday. Oh, yeah.
Or like fine mama.
Bitch, you doing a good job Monday?
We already have
fine mama. Okay, fine mama Monday. Tuesday is
tip me Tuesday.
Tip me Tuesday.
Put your cash up on the back.
Hump day Wednesday, Thursday.
Remember Thursday used to be Thirsty Thursday.
Thirsty Thursday. Or this week is almost over, bitch. Thank God Thursday. That's too long, right?
There's a lot of shirts. Okay, we can barely keep up with the monthly drops. Speaking of which, keep an eye on our shop. We're having some really cool 420 drops this month. So. We're designers. I don't know if you knew, but we're designers.
We have a lot of cute stuff on our merch store, guys. It's not your typical merch store where, like, people just put their face on a shirt that you don't want to wear.
No, we're not going to do that to you. We realize no one wants to wear pictures of our face, unlike any of the other podcasts. No shade, but nobody wants to wear a picture of your fucking face. Even if you're selling thousands of them, just let me tell you first, you'd be selling more if everyone didn't put your face on merchandise.
Yeah.
Some of them are cute, though.
Some are cute. But I think our shop is really unique, and it's curated, and it's really high quality, and we'd be really taking our time over there. So make sure you check out Good Moms, Bad Choices.
I mean, merch. Look at us. We're fashion, so duh. Okay.
If you're watching this episode, you'll see we are very fashionable right now.
So fashion.
I have a blonde pony on. Yep. My hair is blonde, so the pony has to be blonde, even though when my hair is pulled back, it doesn't really look blonde, so then this pony just looks kind of absurd.
It's ombre.
But I have a hat on, so you can't really see what's happening.
You attaching your ponytail underneath this hat this morning?
I feel like this is my new look. I'm going to get really into my pony bag.
Well, I tell you, when you get in your pony bag, it's something, it just gives you bad bitch energy, because I remember that full, like, 2 months I was wearing ponytails. So I feel you. It gives you like a dominatrix. I'm a boss bitch.
I want it even longer. I feel like I need to like figure out how to like extend the braid to like my knees at least.
No, I support that. We might have to do like a ponytail day.
Is that another shirt? That's another
ponytail Saturday. Yeah, I'm wearing thigh high. It's raining, so this is my rainy look. I'm wearing thigh high leather boots. Leather boots because I support animals. And our Good Moms Love Flower embroidered sweatshirt. It's very classy, and it has a sativa hybrid indica on the sleeve because it's really important.
Very, very. What are we smoking today?
Today, this is yours. You gave this to me.
Oh, this is an indica, I think.
It is, because it's rainy day, so we're going to be chilling.
Okay, this is
also, my anxiety has been up because we've been very, very busy, you guys. This last like 7 days was super duper fucking intense. I thought maybe I wasn't going to make it. I contemplated if I needed to get like some anxiety /ADD adult prescription medicine, but I settled on Organic Hair Co. anxiety natural tablets.
Yes, Organi Brands. Our girl Kay Cola has a lot of amazing stuff on her shop, but she also has these pills that you can take for anxiety. And You said they were working, right?
They came like right on time. I was really in like deep thoughts. I was somewhere on Google, like adult prescription, no anxiety. And then those came in the mail and I was like, oh, bitch, just take these. These are natural. This is more on brand for you.
All of her stuff is really good. I've been using her, it's like a whole system.
The
no filter system.
Yeah, I got the no filter wash, face wash.
It's a face wash. And it's the night morning cream. They have the night cream and the day cream.
Mm. Oh, did I get the day cream? I need to look.
And it smells really good. It has like lemongrass in it.
Mm-hmm. And turmeric.
I just love that it's black owned, mama owned, and or former guest owned.
And honestly, this month we are focusing on wellness. If you're just joining us, it's April Wellness.
Wait, before we say that, I just want to, if you guys are interested in trying her brand, make sure you use our promo code GMBC20 for 20% off. We'll leave the link in this episode description. Support Black women, support mothers, support former guests, support brands that actually fucking work, because there's a lot of trash ass brands out here and Organic Brands is the bomb.
Yeah, I agree. And this month is all about wellness, but like, I was going to say, let's do a challenge, but we're not going to do a challenge with whether it doesn't require drinking, because we're definitely drinking this month. I'm strongly committed to drinking this month and fucking. So
that's strongly committed.
Strongly committed to drinking and fucking this month. That's not off the table. But we are still going to, you know what? I want everyone to understand that it doesn't necessarily, taking care of yourself doesn't mean depriving yourself of stuff all the time. You can eat what you want to and also take care of yourself. Today we got an elixir. A bitters elixir in the mail from a tribe member. She was so kind to send us this.
Juanita's Azul Bitters.
Jay Azul, the alchemist.
This packaging is cute.
It's super cute. She has an Instagram at Basted Protector Goddess. BASTEDA Protected Goddess. Protector Goddess. Well, I just totally chopped that up, but. Let's take an elixir. It's good for you.
Wait, it does have directions here. It says take 2 caps full to a glass of water twice daily. Am I supposed to put it in the water or am I supposed to drink it with water?
I don't know, but we don't have any water, so let's just do
it. It's going to go straight to the head.
Okay. It's an herbal rum tonic infused with Honduran bush herbs to reap health benefits of blood purification, removal of intestinal parasites, detoxing the prostate, improving hormonal balance, and hangovers. Bitches need to be balanced, so pour up. Thank you, wife.
You're welcome. I just want to say also, I hope this isn't poisonous. If it does and we're dead by the end of this episode,
it's because we just got this.
It's because we trust people from the internet
and
to send us beverages.
Well, honestly, I just feel like our tribe is protected and no one's going to try and kill us. But if you do, now everybody knows.
Cheers. Cheers.
To more health, April Wellness Wednesday.
Wellness April.
Holy shit.
That's okay. That's good.
I could tell it's going to work.
That is cleaning my blood, bitch.
Okay? For sure.
Woo!
Okay, well.
It's good, though. It has like a
cinnamony.
Nutmeg or something. Mm-hmm. Cinnamon taste or something. Mm.
Okay.
Okay, Juanita.
They'll wake you up in the morning.
If you guys are interested in ever advertising your small businesses on the podcast, make sure you email production@goodmomsbadchoices.com. We have special rates for our tribe, special rates for mamas specifically, because we always want to support the moms.
And the small businesses.
And the small businesses, because we're a small business.
And that's kind of how we've grown, just having our friends help us.
Yeah, and you know what? A closed mouth don't get fed. Don't be nervous, because that's the only reason this podcast has lasted for 4 years, because me and Mila just keep asking people for shit.
Don't ask us for too much shit.
Not too much.
Don't ask us for dumb shit.
Like,
if you have a real business and you're really trying, please, but don't be like just on some bullshit.
And here's a tip too. Keep the email short.
Very short. We have very, I mean, I just told you about
I learned too. I think at the beginning of our business, we were fucking sending epic long emails. Bitch, nobody was reading those emails.
No one wrote us back. Yeah.
Go like this. You have a little hair on your nose.
My hair sheds like really intensely. Oh my God. I was having like, relaxer guilt again, because I took my hair down and I like was, first of all, so much of my hair came out because I had those faux locks in for like 3 fucking months, and I was on the phone FaceTime with Luna and she's like, why is your hair straight? And I was like, not this again. She's noticing. I was like, I'm a sellout. I was like, I'm just gonna shave my head and start over. And I was like, no, you're not. You're lying. I'm vain. And so I haven't stopped relaxing my hair, and the inner like natural black girl in me is against the not so natural black girl in me.
Well, how would you have your hair if it wasn't this way? Like, it would be just like a curly shortcut?
Or yeah,
like,
I don't really, I mean, I've done it before, but I
just. You didn't like it?
I did. I was pregnant. It was wholesome. I had it. I just.
Wholesome?
I looked very young.
Okay.
And wholesome. Yep. But you know, it's, I have had less versatility. I guess not really. This is the only hairstyle I wear like this. And well, my ponytail.
You swear that the size of your hair growing out gives you versatility?
It does.
Bitch, you better just shave those things because you're about
to get.
Shaved
already.
You're even going to get a faux hawk in like a faux dreads in like 2 weeks.
I probably am.
I know.
I'm going to get them in like 2 months when it's the summertime, when I go in the tropics.
Oh, God. Or Coachella?
You're right.
You guys, Coachella's coming up. It's April. Coachella's coming up. You know we fucking thrive in two places, New York and Coachella. Okay? New York, Coachella. Coachella, Momchella, this is our shit. If you haven't listened to our former Momchella episodes, what the fuck are you doing? They're epic. Every single time we go,
And this is our first time going since the pandemic, so we're like really going to be really excited to get out the house. And I have a lot of mushroom powder from Costa Rica, so we're about to go crazy.
Yeah, and we have some of our mom friends that haven't been out the house. They like have babies. They've been waiting to just get out, and we're all going. It's a crew. We're going. If you see us, say hi.
Oh my God!
Invite us to the parties. If you're listening, you got some like VIP passes. Send me a VIP pass.
Please, I will pay you. Send Erica.
I will pay you top dollar for your VIP pass. I can't. I need it. It's very crucial for. It's very crucial for my ego. It's very crucial in general. And these bitches, Jamila's making fun of me now, but this bitch is gonna be the first one slipping off the wristband and putting it on herself to get into the VIP.
Absolutely.
It's going to be best. I want to be on the golf cart in the backstage. Okay.
Me too. I'm too old. We're too old to be general.
Last time I was general, I almost fucking died.
Was that when we went together?
It was actually it was twice. I went with you. And then one time I went was that with my brother? And
I was else? With, I, well, I wasn't
no,
with,
I've
with
been
you.
I've been twice with him.
Okay.
So one time was my brother and I lost him. In a sea of people.
No, yeah.
And my shoes, it was just terrible. It was just, I'm not cut up for that anymore. In my mid-30s, I can't do it.
Here's the key. This is what happens. You can still party as you get older. You just got to party right.
You got to party at a higher level. Like, some people are like, you still go to Coachella? Yeah, bitch, I go to Coachella. I fucking love music festivals. I love going to see artists. I love
seeing. Who said you still go to Coachella?
Someone said that to me. Like, you like to go to music festivals? I'm like, you don't like music? I'm confused. You'd rather just listen on Spotify. Got it.
I feel like music festivals are like the hippie person's church. It's like the largest, like biggest, like church convention, but in spiritual music, like free spirited realm.
It's that. It's like you get to see 20 concerts in a very short amount of time. The vibes are amazing because everyone's there for the
fashions are amazing. I like to go for the fashions.
You meet
and the
so
freedom.
Many people. You run do. Into people that you haven't seen in years.
Everybody is very. It's kind of like a sex party. Everybody is so open and kind and friendly because they're all here. Like we all know we're here to like vibe, and so the vibes are open. And I feel like the heart chakra is very like present and moving and like that energy a lot in music festivals. Everyone's like, even if you don't know them, you're like, oh my God, you look so cute. Give me a hug.
I know. I went to a festival a few weeks ago, Smoke and Grooves out here. And I almost didn't go because I put it in the group chat and no one said shit. And I was like, are you guys my friends or not? Like, what the fuck is happening? And so I said, fuck this. I'm going to go without y'all. And so me and Ashley went and it was amazing. And that's like a baby festival.
I wanted to go, but I was having mom guilt. And you know what? I rarely honor my mom guilt because my FOMO was high. And I was just like, so tired. We've done so much in the last month. I was like, bitch, sit the fuck down. And my spirit was like, you know, when your spirit tells you, bitch, sit the fuck down. I was like, I can't even fight with this urge to not go.
No, I wanted to go, though. It's cool. We can't hang out every day. We already do enough together.
Like, I know. I was like, I told my mom, I was like, I'm going to New Orleans. And I was like, yeah, because I always travel with Erica. I don't even know what it's like to not travel with Erica anymore. I was like, I haven't done a trip without Erica in so many fucking years. I'm like, it's so crazy because when I think about the beginning of Erica and I, the beginning of our love story, I specifically remember that we didn't hang out. She asked me to do the podcast and then we did hang out. And I was like, God, I don't really know her. Wow, this is weird. And then I didn't say it was weird, but I was like, okay, well, yeah, it was probably kind of in my head. We had like one hangout at the house and I told her like, we're going to have to take pictures together. So we have stuff to post. And then like going from, oh, we need to hang out more to fucking, do I have any other friends? It's fucking crazy. And not that I don't love you. I feel like I'm going to go all this time without hanging out with you. And then I'm going to be like, Willow, where are you? Come back to me. our friend's bringing coffee. So I'm just, if there's noise, you can sit if you want.
Thank you.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Is that my iced coffee? I mean, an iced latte? What? What the fuck?
This is what, if you guys are just joining us. These are real. Are you gonna leave?
Well, I'm gonna have a sip of it.
Is she going back?
I don't know. You know I'm a coffee addict. I know if anyone needs coffee in this room, it's fucking me.
You just had a fucking elixir.
You're right. Okay, I'm fine.
She just wants to go to the back of the coffee shop.
She can go. I'm not gonna fight her for that. She can go.
Like, I know you're not.
When you told me you're going to New Orleans, I got a little bit jealous. Just because I'm like so used to like doing everything with you. And I was like, bitch, relax. We see her every 5 seconds. You don't want to go to New
but
Orleans.
I feel that way with you. I'm like, even with the festival, I'm like, I want to go. I'm like, do you think she needs a break from you? I'm like, probably. But I was like, I want to go. I'm like, bitch, it's fine.
We have separation anxiety.
I was thinking that. I'm like, is something wrong with me? Am I codependent in every aspect of my fucking life? I was like, bitch, if you don't sit down and not go with her, I had to really like talk to myself. And then I thought about New Orleans. I was like, is she coming? And then I'm thinking about going to Mexico for a month. And I was like, I'm going to miss Erica. And I was like, bitch. I was the only bitch you sleep in the same bed with for like four, like it's like beautifully love, but it's sick. It's like beautiful,
sick,
non-lesbian love.
Everyone, look, I know we're the besties in your head, but like honestly, take a break from your fucking friend.
You don't promote that enough. I'm like, if we don't take breaks, we're gonna hate each other. I'm like, no way. There's no way it's happening.
Oh my god,
the amount of time that we enjoy spending together is so insane. This week, okay, let me just give you like, let me give you a brief between like Wednesday to Saturday. Let me tell you what we got done because it's fucking insane. Okay, so just imagine it's just a 5-day period and you'll have to do the following things. We hosted a mixer. We got a hotel room. We went to the pool. We didn't finish. We went to dinner. We saw Paris Hilton DJ.
It was Paris Hilton.
Yeah. I met up with my fuck buddy, went back to downtown, got another hotel room, wrote some more.
Oh, yeah, I went home. Okay, I did go
home.
We
did go home one time.
We went home once.
Except I didn't sleep. I was stupid. I had sex. And I tested my fuck buddy. And then we came back to downtown, decided we were going to get another room, convinced a grandma to take both kids, did a talk at a conference in like the cutest business professional, sexy Romeo and Michelle high school reunion outfits that were like not really conference-like, but we were going to make them. They went to the Soho House. Then I almost cussed a nigga out. Then we got another hotel room.
We worked at the
Soho House.
We went to, then she almost cursed a nigga out. Then he left. Then we left. Then we ate.
We went back to the hotel room. We wrote for hours like we were high school students that needed to make a deadline. Like 12th grade passing grade depended on this night. I was up like.
Literally, I was like, I'm out. And Jamila was like, I'm not. She like left the light on. All I heard was.
I was like hunched over in the bed.
She was hunched over in the corner typing naked. I was like, wow, she's gonna get it.
She was ahead of me because in the process of writing this book, we haven't really talked a lot about writing this book because we've been avoiding it. You know, one of my childhood dreams is writing a book. Like, it really is. I was getting my lashes done. I'm a licensed esthetician. I do lashes. And so I was getting my lashes done this week by the person who taught me. And she was like, yeah, when I first started training you, you know, I asked you what your 5-year plan was. And you said, I'm going to be like a journalist and an author. And she was like, I was like, what the fuck? I thought you were going to say something in the beauty business, like with lashes. And I was like, really? That's what I said? She said, yeah. And I was like, bet. I'm so happy I'm on track. But at that time, I had no idea how I was going to do any of those things. But and also, I have a huge fear of people reading my shit. Like, I'm sensitive about my shit.
Well, that's because you were your privacy was invaded a lot as a child, and your diaries and people reading your shit. But now this is like you get to tell your story in the way that you want it to be read and the way you want it to be received. You know,
it's crazy, but I feel so much anxiety about it. I'm like super excited and I feel super activated. But then I get in these periods where I'm like, oh, my God, what if it's not good enough? Or like, am I an author? Like, I've never written a book. We've never written a book. And then these chapters that we are writing have been super and super intense. It's about just like this book, like, I know we talk a lot here, but this book is about to get super deep and in depth about our experiences, you know, coming into this space and shifting from like not being single to being single and being pregnant and breaking up and, you know, just the road to how we met and where we were at. I hadn't realized how much I hadn't revisited that place in my life. And it was really, it's been very difficult. So like, I didn't realize I was avoiding it so heavily, but I was. And also, that night when I was up like a fucking psycho, I was tense in my body. I felt, as I was thinking about it and writing it, I felt that like the stress that I experienced at that time. And it just felt super triggering because when you've been in an abusive, dark, toxic relationship, especially as black, like as for me, I disassociate. And I kind of like glazed it over like it was all good because I was fine. I was like, I'm fine, but I was not fine, bitch. I was struggling. So it was hard to like, and then even sleeping that night was difficult. And then we still weren't done. We had to wake up. We woke up at 6 a.m. and started writing again. So it was like a very energetically draining, but beautiful transcribing. we're in the Soho House, like, and then I broke up because I was sad. We figured out how to transcribe on our notes. So we're like, okay, I'm going to be an author through my phone. This is going
to
work.
Yeah, I was like, I need to stop typing. I need to start talking because this is what we do.
Yeah, I was like, actually, why am I writing? Like, I could just talk it.
Yeah.
But I'm not good at talking to myself.
Well, yeah, it's the journey of figuring out how we author. But I know for me, you know what, in my reaction to writing, it wasn't like, it was tense-ish. I just would get really exhausted immediately. And I realized it's because I felt very exhausted in that time in my life too. And I remember sleeping. Actually, I remember like there were times where I would sleep for like long periods of the day. And that was depression. I didn't even realize that I was in that space. And I noticed when I was writing about certain things, and not just like, you know, my experience, but even in the joy, even talking about the joy was exhausting to me in ways because I was like just revisiting the overall experience. And like, yeah, it was, I'm glad that those chapters are done. Congratulations, my love.
Oh my God, congratulations.
I'm so fucking happy. I know that we have to do some more edits, but
that part, yeah. I feel like I could.
I feel like I threw up. I purged.
I did purge onto the paper.
And now you guys get to read my purge at some point in 2023.
Which I dealt with that too. Like, am I saying too much? Is this too much? Is this too honest?
Right. Me too.
How is this going to be received?
Me too.
And then, you know what?
Am I a hater? Like, am I look like a bitch? I started to doubt myself. Like, am I a bitch for sharing this? Is it my fault? Like, did I obviously have, I know I play a part in whatever has happened in my life in general and just the choices that I've made and like the growth that I was at that point in my life. But like,
oh no, now I'm wondering, I'm like, damn, did I put enough about like where I was at? Like, am I just like, this was stupid. Let me tell you why.
I mean, yeah, reflect on that too. You know, but because I did, it actually made me really have to be more accountable too. Like, how did I play a part in any of the things that have happened in my life? Whether it's the daddy issues, whether it's the relationship with my family, whether it's the relationship with my child's father, whether all of it, like, what is my part in all of it as like an outsider looking in before I just put it all on the internet, put it in print.
We've already put it on the internet.
Put it in print.
We got to put it in
print forever. For someone to read and I guess, I don't know, digest whatever interpretation they get from that.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about this process is that, and I'm doing it with you, you know, is that we can put it on paper and then we can have conversations like maybe, because do I need to like revisit that in a different perspective? And like, also, I think it's kind of dope, not dope, but it is different that the truth is me and Erica knew each other during that period, but we weren't near each other.
Well, the thing is, like, the first six chapters of the book is not even before, like, we hadn't even met yet.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
everything before that, that, like, I think we usually talk about a lot about our inception and, like, from that period on. And that's why I feel like this is definitely a different, for me too, like, I feel extremely exposed and vulnerable. And, like, I don't always feel comfortable in that space. I do in ways, but, like, what I feel comfortable sharing. And I feel like in the book, it's forced me to be like, okay, like, how do I make this useful? I have to be totally transparent and honest about it. And the beauty is that I love writing too. And it's like, it's fun to like interpret my story, but get to say it in like a beautiful way too, you know, like paint the picture. So I don't know. I'm just really excited. That was a cool part of this week, but it was also fucking stressful.
It was so fucking stressful. And then we had like, we also spoke at Podcast Movement. Shout out to Podcast Movement. Evolution
2022. Downtown, the biggest podcast convention in the whole motherfucking world, which is it's amazing what they do.
It is.
They are like, it's a really, that convention is really dope. There's a lot of like great resources and people there. And I feel like there was definitely a different vibe than the one in Nashville that we, mm-hmm. that we did it last year. And yeah, we did a panel and it was about how authenticity can leverage your podcast. And it was cool. Like to really reflect on how it has.
Yeah. How like, yeah, this, that's a really the scariest part of this is like, how authentic are you going to be real? That's what my mom said. I told her what the panel was. She was like, what does that mean? I was like, well, I guess just how being yourself can really be beneficial. She's like, oh yeah, I really look up to you. But you know, me and Erica, since this was not so like, it was intentional, but not in the way that it's coming to fruition. It's always like every time, like a pinch, you know, like this is crazy. And like, us making a PowerPoint and having a clicker and being like, oh. And this one here, even thugs cry. This is being vulnerable, you know, like just making up shit.
Making up shit. But in a, like, I just love it. I love being a corporate bitch. Okay.
A like corporate, the, a corporate authentic bitch.
A corporate authentic creative bitch. Like that's, yeah. That space feels exciting to me because I make the rules and I can say whatever the fuck I want. And I curse the whole time during the whole, my whole panel because that's who I am and that's what you're getting. And that's why I'm here, you know? And it's like, I just feel like, that was really cool and fun. I love that shit.
And you know, we've done it before. We got a bigger stage. We had more people come and, you know, people are engaged and you see people in real life. They say, I've listened. And I love that. Like, it's just so much cooler when you get to really connect and have conversations and be with people amongst your industry and shake it up because, you know, it can be every kind of conference can have, it's a lot, it's very male dominated. That's why I was really excited to also do that all female mixer with Spreaker because, you know, we finally like get to see where things need to give, like, have more space in podcasting. And now we're in the position to, in some ways, advocate for it, you know, like, hey. And I remember the first podcast conference I went to, it was like Digital Hollywood or something here. I remember mm-hmm. like someone gave us tickets mm-hmm. and I was like taking notes and I met fucking Cam Sex Talk with my mom. And now we're on Pleasure Podcast. And like, I just think
it's what a testimony to the power of
using your network.
Of using your network, because I didn't even think about that you met him at that convention and now like, he's like, we work with him.
Yeah.
In his business.
But that's a lot of people we've come across. And like, that's the power of making friends in your industry and then utilizing each other. We work with so many of the people we cross paths with. And like, even if we don't work with them, it's always a lesson. It's always like an added value to our business, mm-hmm. you know? Like, speaking of which, like, even with the Good Vibe Retreat, you know, it's such a testament of how, like, community and networking and, like, we're about to include some really epic guests on these next, like, we have some special guests that we haven't announced yet.
Ah, can't wait.
I know. And that's another thing we did in these last 5 days. We, like,
oh, yeah.
We, like,
solidified that.
Solidified and had some really cool, you know, some of our guests come and commit to coming to the retreat and adding value to the just the healing that we're all going to receive.
Yes.
So I'm just, yeah.
I'm so excited. I was just telling someone, I was like, I can't wait for the summertime. I was like, I can't wait to get back to Costa Rica. I'm ready to get, I just love it there. It just gives me
life,
this energy. And I feel like there's this soul. I don't know. I have this weird connection to it. I don't know. Like, I know that You do too. I don't know, but it all feels personal. Like when you go there, it's like your own personal connection to the space, you know, that feels like, yeah. So I'm really excited for our next retreats and
it feels grounding.
The next group of women.
I know I get to meet more women and like I already feel so close to the ones that like we've met and like
we still talk every day. We still talk every day in the Slack and we fucking share pictures and
stories.
Yeah.
And you know, meet up whenever we can and everybody's meeting up and it's just like it just feels bomb and I'm super excited to, you know, and have gone through a Good Vibe retreat, experienced it, and then now get to do it again. Mm. We've extended it one day just so we have more time.
Yeah. I think that extra day is going to be really amazing and just like
chill.
Because the place is so, it's like there's so much to do, but then there's so little to do also. Like it's really your choice. It's a small town, but you can go ziplining, you can go whale watching, dolphin swimming, like all types of stuff. And it's just like, has a soul to it.
It does. It's like a personal, like you know what, like someone that you love and you've known forever.
The soul. It's a soul.
Like kind of like a embracing. I don't like a really cool grandmother.
The coolest grandmother
you could think of. Like, and she has like so much knowledge and so much like, oh, everything's gonna be all right. Like going to visit like your most hippie Rasta grandma and she hugs you and makes you good food.
That is the vibe. That is the vibe of the Good Vibe Retreat, for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
I'm thinking a lot about sexual wellness, sexual pleasure, and whether it's trainable. And I recently found this amazing platform called Beducated, where this is all possible. If you're having problems in your sex life, Beducated is going to change your life.
Sexual wellness and sexuality is definitely trainable, and now with Beducated, it's like the Netflix of sexual wellness. They believe that sexual happiness is trainable, and they have an online course platform with easy-to-follow video, audio, and guided written guides for everything you can think of.
They offer an expert-backed library of courses from Tantra to Kink to explore new practices and upgrade your lovemaking skills. Take a deep dive into one or more of their courses for women and share your authentic experiences with your friends and lover. And right now, here's a hot tip. You can try Beducated for one day for free and get 65% off Beducated's yearly pass with our code GOODMOMS. Just go to Beducated.com and use coupon code GOODMOMS. Your 65% off will be locked in for life. That's Beducated, Beducated.com and use code GOODMOMS. The link is in our episode description.
Happy sexual wellness. What else did we do?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We went to a fashion show. Shout out to our girl, Ashley, who is the founder of The Model Experience. The motherfucking Model Experience.
That shit was so fucking amazing. I cried. Like, I kept crying. I was so embarrassing. This never happens where I'm like just so proud of my friends and I'm just crying everywhere. I couldn't stop. It's just been so amazing to watch the progression of her business and to see where she, I've known her for so long, to see where she started and her to now like just have this epic modeling business where women get to go and like feel seen, like use these things that are innately in them, which is like to shine, just to shine and to feel confident and to feel empowered and to like all the women that were there, all the and like the young people that were there were all talking like, when's your time to walk? Oh my God, when are you wearing? And like everyone was just coming together and making friends because they were all in it together.
Yeah, and it's beautiful to give people the opportunity to feel good and seen and photographed mm-hmm. and have the opportunity to live your dream.
On a high-end experience.
On a high-end experience, your family and friends to be able to come see you. It was really beautiful. And even, like, the designers were bomb, you know, like, up-and-coming designers that you may not have, like, seen
otherwise.
Speaking
of which, wait, there was a few that I need to go revisit.
I took pictures.
What was it, something frozen freeze?
Oh, yeah.
Something freeze?
Yeah.
Oh God, I'm high right now, but we're gonna leave them in the episode description because there were some really dope designers that show, and it was just what's his name, Benjamin? What's that guy's name?
Don Benjamin.
Don Benjamin was there. He was
the model,
a special guest. Yeah,
we walked the red carpet.
I know, our first red carpet,
and we were high,
so awkward.
Oh my God,
like, bitch! I was so fucking uncomfortable.
I just looked at all the footage. Like,
oh,
I was like, please
no.
don't, and I could see us like.
Oh no.
Like, walk, stop, walk, smile. We're like, then they asked us questions, bitch. I was like, wow. And then as soon as we fucking got out, she was like, do we need media training?
Bitch.
I was like, yep.
We were struggling. They were like, what is your fashion style? I was like, I just like dress how I feel. And I was like, what is my fashion? Like, what are you wearing? And I was like, well, I'm wearing Zara, but I was like, do I want to tell her I'm wearing Zara? Am I supposed to be wearing something fancier? I don't know. Like, what like, the fuck? Like, I don't know. I got these pants at some random store at the Topanga Mall. Like, these shoes I've had for 4 years.
We need to have better, like, we need to get more
this ponytail,
classy.
Ponytail, it's cackline. Like,
this is a festival designer.
Yeah, that's what Jamila said.
I wish I really knew his name. I would have sounded so much cooler.
I know. I have something. I was like trying. I was like, maybe I can help her.
I was like, do you remember?
No.
You have the same outfit.
I know.
The same
I have something
outfit.
From him, too. No.
I'm like, look at the tag. I don't know. Afrikaan. Yeah. And then I think I was like, this is the only one weekend. Then we had dinner with our girl, Dolly. I love that fucking restaurant.
The Exchange.
No, I like the Exchange and fucking Wooden Spoon.
Oh, Wooden Spoon, yeah.
Oh, then me and Erica went to a party. We had the nerve to slide actually to a party, even though we had a huge deadline.
We needed a break. We needed a release. We went to a party. It was a very gay party. It was beautiful. They were fine. And we drank. Mm-hmm. And I flirted. I was on the phone from the bathroom for like 20 minutes. I left.
Were you?
Yeah, I don't know if you remember that.
What was I doing?
Who knows? I was like, she'll be fine.
I was standing
here while I'm talking.
I can't believe you left me for 20 minutes.
You were fine.
And I just noticed. Like, you did? Okay, well.
Now she's pissed. Fuck you.
You would leave me at the gay party for 20 minutes.
I was just like, she's up with her people.
Yeah, I was.
I was like, flush. I'm going to go in the bathroom and flirt with my boo. Because I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got there. And then we also went to another party. Actually, it was like church low-key. We went to Trap Karaoke. Trap Karaoke with hosted by
Mouse Jones.
And that shit was dope.
It is Mouse Jones, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That shit was dope.
It was really dope. That was my first time getting to go to one. And it did feel like church. I was like, oh my God, look at our people singing together. I love this here.
Everyone was so into it. Everyone was like... It's another like community thing, like, and that's what the theme I feel like for me over the past, obviously, like, yes, community is important, but I feel like seeing so many visual aspects of it over the last few months has really, really made it me really understand how much we need each other. And I think also just the divisiveness of what we just went through, like, is also highlighting that for me and just how people and the, I guess, like, what's left over, because there's people that are still like, don't want to enjoy their life anymore. Like, there's people, like, there's been so many casualties of what has happened. But when you see these type of spaces, man, it was just like, it just makes your soul smile. Like, I looked out into the crowd and everybody was smiling. I was like, what? This is fucking amazing.
I know. I mean, like, first of all,
audio, like, so crucial to our happiness.
Community really is crucial to our, like, to our humanity and to, like, pleasure and the freedom to just be and be free and sing and dance and smile and laugh and be amongst people you don't know and make connections. Like, that's what this shit is all about, you know, like, exchange of energy, like, good energy. So, and it was so dope. Like, we left the fucking fashion show. We went to the pool again, sent in our book, went to a fucking fashion show, saw our friend kill it, like host thousands of people in one day, and then fucking go to fucking Mouse's shit, see him. I was like, I never seen a fucking hip hop DJ conductor, nigga. Like, he was like, he was. I was like, what the fuck is he doing? He was like, to the DJ. Then he would, like, the crowd would sing, then the DJ would go, then he would bring it back together. I was like, this nigga's been studying, okay? It was beautiful to see, and, like, the rules and the guidelines and just love, really.
And how people want to shine. That's really what I took from that day, because, like, when I was at the model experience, you have to come makeup ready. And there's so many activations. Like, you have a space where you can walk the runway. You have a space where you can, like, take a photo shoot. You have, like, all these different places. So people come and you get to see their individual and what their representation of them shining looks like. And that's, like, what I love to see. Cause I'm like,
because
okay.
They were shining.
Yes. Like, yeah. I think I had a whole crystal fucking, I don't know, veil over his body and shit. Yeah. I was like, okay. I need that look for Coachella for sure.
Right. There's a lot of looks I need to get for Coachella.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a beautiful weekend. And then I wanted to be a hoe, but we went home.
I went home. I was exhausted.
I did. And knocked the fuck out. And yeah, now it's Monday. We're still going. Then we went to a soccer game.
And we were soccer moms. Back at it. That's how it goes. Balance, baby. Good moms, bad choices.
Yeah, shout out to the grandmas that were grandmas this weekend.
Holding it down.
They held it down. They kept the kids for 2 days because it was physically impossible for us to mom.
Nope.
Momming is hard.
There would have been no way we could have got everything done that we had to get done. There's just no fucking way. There's no way.
No, we were talking. I was like, you know, like, I can't feel like the heart. I like being a mom. It's so cool. But like making her lunch every day. Like, I was like, every day I have to think about the lunch and I have to take her. I was like for like 15 years, I'm going to have to take her to school and think of lunch. I was like, I don't really like that part. I was like, I also didn't like the car seat. She's like, yeah, you know, I also like entertaining them. I'm like, right. I'm like, then feeding them. And then she's like, yeah, it's just like the whole thing, right? I was like, oh shit, that is a lot of it. Entertaining them, feeding them, taking them to school. I really like when they sleep.
I love when they sleep and they cuddle me.
Yeah, and they come in and like randomly tell me they love me. Like me and Linda were cuddling this morning. It was raining. I was like, she was being calm. We're just cuddling. She's like, I love you. I was like, I love you too. I was like, I love this part. This is the part that I like.
Not this part.
This is the fun part. And you're like, chill the fuck out. And you love me, right? Oh my goodness. But no, I do love it. But sometimes I realize you have to be able to do all the things. There are places that sacrifice. And I think that our kids know that we're grinding right now. Mm-hmm. I really know our kids know we're working hard. And I think they're going to continue to understand that. And not that they're always going to be the part that we sacrifice.
No, of course not.
But like, you know, this weekend is one of those fucking weekends.
It wasn't a sacrifice. They have grandparents. They need to see them. Okay.
You need to spend time.
You need to go see this person that I made from you. You are the ancestor. Okay. Go be with the grandbaby.
Honest to God. Fuck. Right. My mom be acting like these new school grandmas. The new school grandmas, they don't really make the grandmas the same. So if
they're
planning
not
on getting a baby, they might nag you now, but just they be the new school grandmas.
My grandma, I told you, came every weekend my whole motherfucking life, drove from like Orange County, which was over an hour away, never missed a weekend, never, ever, ever. And I thought to myself recently, well, I was just chilling with her because I loved her so much. Where the fuck, my mom was doing her shit. Where the fuck was my mom during that time? She was for sure doing ho shit. She was out and I didn't know because I was a kid. She was going to dinner with her friend. Or like, she will be right back. She was working, you know, like, what the fuck? She was not doing any of those things. Mom, I know you weren't. Where were you? Where were you? Because I feel like it all, I didn't even notice because I just loved my grandma so much and she was coming every weekend. But they don't make the grandmas like that anymore. The grandmas are like 2 days in. They're like, hello? Yeah, well, what time? You said you'd be here 20 minutes
we
ago.
Called both of our moms. We were like, hello. Oh,
they were so tired.
I was like, what the? Hello. If I have to get up.
Do I have to?
You want me to get them?
Yeah, I'm I'm over 60 now. So just saying, like, wow, you're really making me do this. It's your kid. I'm like, okay, well.
What are you doing? You're writing a book? You have a conference? Okay, well. You're sick and you're just not going to mom? Wow. So you just fuck your daughter, huh?
So you just can't do it all.
Okay. Wow, you didn't really schedule for this properly. You're irresponsible.
In my day.
So welcome to motherhood, huh? You see what I've been doing all these years. That's my mom. I'm like, okay.
Well. Like they never had help. Like my grandma didn't come every fucking weekend my whole life. And then she couldn't come. My grandfather was there. My mom was good. She was set. She had the grandparents on lock for sure. And she was working her ass off, so she needed it. But yeah, they're just, it's just a different, also, yeah, it's just a different time. But we figured it out.
Yeah.
And shout out to the grandparents.
And amen. We love you.
Because,
shout out to the co-parenting and the village because we're going to Atlanta. We're going to Coachella. We're also going to Atlanta, which is also work. We're working.
We are. And that's what's so weird, though. So I think that's where the guilt comes from, because our work is not like...
It brings us joy.
It makes me happy and it looks fun. So then people get confused. And they're like, they're not working. I'm like, bitch, yes, I am.
I am. I was on the twerk contest. I had to... It was a networking event.
I had to be there anyway, so I might as well have twerked.
I mean...
I should limit my twerking because I'm working.
Yeah. It's a part of the...
Don't limit your twerking while you're working.
I'm twerking while I'm working. Is that the next shirt? Twerking while you're working to Wednesday?
Yes, I think it is. Let me write that down. Where's my phone? Fuck. Twerking while you're working. Is that whistle while you twerk?
Yeah.
Do, 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 do. Go ahead.
Twerking, working, twerking, little working, twerking, work, twerk, twerk. Twerk, work, 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 work.
Oh my God, I fucking love the Ying Yang Twins.
Are they okay?
I think we should play the song right there because...
You know what? I was going back... You hear that, JJ? Insert whistle while you twerk.
I was going back and listening to our old episodes. If you guys have time, if you're just starting here, I encourage you to go back. Go way, way, way back. Because there was a time where we would open up all of our episodes with music. And it was highly curated. It was beautiful. And I'm very upset that we can no longer do this.
We don't speak of those times, dear. We don't know what... I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, never mind. Don't do it. I don't know.
You can go listen, but we have no idea about those songs.
They're done.
Get a suit, bitch. It's at the 3-minute mark.
Anyway. But yeah, if you're in Atlanta, hit us up. We will be there.
For the world. We'll be there repping...
Talia Wajid.
Talia Wajid at the Natural World Hair Expo at the Atlanta Convention Center.
Ooh.
The 20...
My afro is going to be so motherfucking on point.
Well, I guess I have to get braids. You're really making me
feel
Yeah,
bitch.
That.
Wow. What are you going to do about that natural hair?
I'm going to wear my puffy hold-me-down edges. What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay.
Wow. Like how black women treat black.
You're the one who said it. I'm just...
You're not trying to... You're not like... You're adding to my guilt.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's beautiful. Shake your head. Whatever.
Okay, now I have to get...
I think you would look really good with a shaved head and you like bleached it, like Nisha style. It would be so sexy.
My head's really small.
I know, but it would still look cute. What if it was like blonde and like... Or like purple, like a dark purple, dark blue.
Okay, well...
Yeah, I see it, dark blue.
Probably not going to do that.
No.
I don't know if I'm that edgy. I don't know.
I think you could be convinced.
I've had short blonde hair. It was yellow. It was in college.
It probably wasn't. You're in college. You don't know what the fuck you're doing.
It was intense.
You need to go get it done.
Blonde. It was intense. And I've promised never to go back there, even though Cousin Chris has asked me many times.
Maybe don't do blonde. He has mentioned that in my presence, actually.
It gives him life. Okay.
You should maybe not do blonde because that's a lot of work. Maybe if you dye it another color, it's like less abrasive. And so then it's more, you can like work with it more. Anyway, you're beautiful either way.
Thank you. Guess I'm getting braids for sure by the time I come to Atlanta, or else I'm going to be shunned at the Natural Hair Expo. Oh, then I'm going to New Orleans with my boo.
Hey.
I really want to run into this couple that I've talked about a lot. I know this is stalkerish, but I don't care. I want to know them. I'm too weak to like pull up in their DMs because I don't really know how to approach them.
Why? Where you're supposed to do it. Not on the podcast, bitch. No, okay. You didn't start in the DMs. You just went straight here. What the fuck?
I was just going to say, if anybody knows them, I'm in town.
You should just message. You DM everyone else. We're DM sliders.
They just had a baby. I don't really have to say, but I guess I'm going to think of something.
And hey, I love your energy. Where are you?
Hey, I'm coming to your city soon. I like you. I said to him,
get a service. Don't they offer services?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Support their business.
Okay, that's a good idea. Yeah. I sent Orlando a DM with them in it. I was like, start stalking. I want to swing with them. And then I was
not
like,
swing. Oh, are you fucking from 1994? The fuck? Oh my god.
Swinging is not
I know, but it did the way you said it. It reminded me of like my parents, how they might talk about it.
But I'm gonna throw up. I think you're right. And then right after I wrote that, I was like, I've never said that sentence.
Exactly. What the fuck are you talking about?
I was like,
about?
I can't even take myself serious, but it sounded good at the time. That's what it means.
I know what the fuck it means.
So what's the newer school way to say it?
I want to fuck them. I want them. Let's have them.
Okay. Well,
we should have fun with them. Aren't they fine? Let's swing. Let's swing off the trees. Swing, baby. But you know what? Orlando's kind of like from 1994, so it makes sense. You guys are like the perfect 94 couple. You can see it. Him and his crop tops, you and your booty shorts, talking about swinging.
Oh my God. I was I'm so guilty and ashamed. I was watching fucking Zeus Network last night. First, I was watching Jocelyn's Cabaret because I haven't seen it in 2 seasons. I really need to go back.
Oh my God. I think I watched this last one with Sebastian and they were at that house.
I need to go back in the beginning. It's really like they're going back to the old school reality.
Wait, did she have an abortion? Like, what was she shaming her for?
Yeah, having an abortion of twins. I saw the.
Yes, that was a lot.
She said double homicide.
I watched it. I almost passed out, bitch.
Not double homicide.
Double. Oh my God.
I'm like, oh, wait. So then there's Bad Boys Club that's on now, which is absolutely ridiculous. And I was on the phone with Orlando. He's like, should I be on Bad Boys Club? I said, absolutely not. That's where I draw the line. I would never claim you. I would not claim you. I wouldn't. It would be done. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I said, when you come to LA, we're going to do some LA training.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, what are you talking about? I was like, I'll give you more details when you arrive.
Are you getting my itinerary? a list of things I've never to say in public.
Don't say
when
this.
When you see this, don't get excited.
Don't do this.
Look very serious. Let me this see. This is the LA face. Look very serious. Oh, that's cool.
I'm really aloof. I don't
that's
care.
That's cool, yeah. Oh, really? Oh, yeah, I know her too.
Oh, what's your name? I saw you 5 times, but I forgot. I'm going to act like I don't know you.
Oh, yeah.
Are you nice his friend? What do you do? You do?
I don't know her, no.
No. You know who that I know? No, I don't know.
I don't think I've met you. No.
Oh my God. You know him? Oh my God. He's famous. Hi.
Oh my God. I fucking love you. Fucking love you.
You know him? And now I want to know him. Oh my God. That outfit's so cute. That looks so good on you. Oh my God. You're so young. I didn't know. You're 30. Oh my God. I thought you were young.
What's your Insta? What's your Insta?
Give me a picture.
I'm following you right now.
Push your Insta. Oh my God. Speaking of this, I met this bitch at a dance class. And she asked for my Insta, and then, like, I found out she did my other friend, which is fine. But then she was, like, messaging me, and then I was messaging her back, and then she's like, I'm sorry, I'm working right now. I was
what?
Like, bitch, I'm busy.
Wait. Wait. She paused the combo in Insta because she was working.
Yes.
Because she felt like, what
the? But she was, I was like, okay, you know what?
Like, you were talking too much, maybe. You were talking,
you know,
you
I text, like,
much.
I text in, like, flux, but I was like, bitch, I'm working too. Like, bitch, you're messaging. I was like, this is why I need to stop making friends, because I don't have time. Fucking LA, I swear to God.
I called myself. What did you say?
I just liked it, bitch. I was like, I'm not even going to be like, me too. So am I. Super busy. TTL. TTYL. What the fuck?
Oh my God.
I
was wow.
Like, I hate LA.
That is a very late. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm working right now. I'm going to call you after this conference call.
Really? Everybody's working, but nobody's working.
Everyone's available, but no one's
everybody's
doing
at
shit.
The pool, but they're working so hard. Us included.
Yeah.
That's every time I like wake up and I'm in my deep LA lifestyle. I'm like, I love it here. This pool sucks. The Intercontinental pool downtown, not good. Not. What is it, clutch?
Wouldn't recommend.
No, not. What does the mean girl say?
Not clutch.
Not clutch. Not fetch.
That pool was very sterile.
It was not a
sterile
fetch
environment.
At all.
The freehand was dope.
The freehand was really cute.
That pool was fucking freezing, though. Only white people were getting in that pool. Me and Jamila were like literally like there all day. And I was like, You notice how there's only white people in this pool? It's very cold. They don't give a fuck. We put our toe in there. It was fucking freezing. Finally, someone jumped in. Wait, what did you say? He was like, oh, no, he's nice.
I was like, is he black? She's like, he's mixed. I was like, that's his white side, like, in the pool.
His white side is the pool.
It's for real. It was really cold. But
what cards did we pull, my love? Is it tarot time?
It's tarot time. Going to our favorite tarot site to get more.
Bitty bitty bamba.
A bitty 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 bitty
bitty bitty bamba. Do we need to email them? Hey, by the way, we've been using your site for 4 years.
Upright. It means intuition, sacred knowledge.
Wait, what was the card?
I pulled two. This is the High Priestess. I've been pulling two lately. Privately.
Okay. Thanks for letting me in on your little fucking weird tarot secret.
I'm too high for this. Okay. The High Priestess card. Intuition, sacred knowledge, divine feminine, the subconscious mind. While the magician is the guardian of the conscious mind and the tangible world, the High Priestess is the guardian of the subconscious mind and the teacher of the sacred knowledge and hidden mysteries. Sitting at the threshold of the conscious and subconscious mind, the High Priestess has an innate ability to travel between these realms effortlessly. She teaches you that the world is not always as it seems, and more profound influences are often at play. She ushers you through the thin veil of awareness, offering you a deep intuitive understanding of the universe and a heightened awareness of secret and hidden information. She signifies spiritual enlightenment and inner illumination, divine knowledge and wisdom. She shows up in your tarot readings when the veil between you and the underworld is thin and you have the opportunity to access the knowledge deep within your soul.
Wow.
Now is the time to be still so you can tune into your intuition. The answers you are seeking will come from within, from the deepest truth and knowing. Allow the High Priestess to become your guide as you venture deep into your subconscious mind and access your inner wisdoms. Okay.
Is that the one I pulled or you pulled?
I think
I pulled that one, right?
I think you pulled the Empress.
Oh, that was the High Priestess.
This was High Priestess. Okay, let me show you. Now I pulled the Empress. They look very powerful, both cards. So that's why I was interested. They're both women sitting on thrones. So I'm like, oh, yeah, are we on fire?
Are we on fire?
We're on fire.
Are we on our thrones?
We're on fucking thrones. Do we need to get throne chairs?
Maybe.
Oh my God, I need to replace these. Why don't we ever use those big wooden ones?
Because there'd be, I don't know.
Oh, there's only one, that's why.
There's two of them.
They'd be too big.
They'd be really big.
Oh my God, those look like royalty though. Can we buy those off your mom? We'd be like, Felicia, we gonna hold these right quick. Okay, the Empress. The Empress signifies a strong connection with our femininity. Femininity translates in many ways: elegance, sensuality, fertility, creativity, expression, nurturing, and is necessary for creating balance in both men and women. The Empress calls on you to connect with your feminine energy, create beauty in your life, connect with your senses through taste, touch, sound, smell, and sight. Draw on these senses to experience pleasure and deep fulfillment. Treat yourself to a day spa, learn massage, enjoy a fine restaurant, or spend more time with your partner. Discover different approaches to expressing yourself creatively, be it through painting, music, drama, or other art forms. This may be the perfect chance to take up a new hobby that enables you to access this part of yourself. It signifies abundance. You're surrounded by life's pleasures and luxuries and have everything you need to live a comfortable lifestyle. You're in a period of growth in which all you have dreamed is now coming to fruition. When the Empress appears in your tarot reading, take a moment to reflect on the bounty that surrounds you and offer gratitude for all you have created so you can continue to build on this energy and create even more abundance in your life. Oh, yeah.
Boom. Boom.
So basically it's paying off, bitch. The cards say bow, bow, bow.
Bow.
Bow. Boom. We're getting paid. Bow. Spirit said we're getting paid, bitch, with spirit and with money.
Shit. Can't go wrong here.
Okay. I need the money of the spirits and of the real coins. Okay?
I receive that. I believe that.
And over the weekend, we had two really strong cards in Pentacles 2, which is like the money cards. And they were abundant. And I'm feeling it. I'm feeling like... All the things are on the way. Do you have an affirmation for us, my love?
Do I have an affirmation? Let's think. Everything is always as it should be.
Everything is always as it should be.
Yes, that's my affirmation. Believe that everything happens for a reason, even when I'm confused as fuck. That's at least that's my hope that I'm trying to believe.
Yeah.
But I feel more like I am in that space in my life, though.
I feel more like unstoppable and delivered, and like
I don't feel the need. Even this weekend, I had this moment where I felt jealousy about like one of my peers. And I had to check myself and be like, bitch, that doesn't take anything away from you. Stop. Everything is as it should be, girl. You're good. You're on your own fucking path. And the amount of signs that I've had to attest to that, like, I'm like, I'm good. I'm good. I know that. Like, no. Congratulations. That's amazing.
I know. She was like, I'm nauseous. I'm like, it's fine, girl. Because that shit is our shit. Like, I'm not tripping. We have a big week, my love, and we have like a lot of conversations happening all the time. And so, you know, there's just endless opportunities.
Oh, for sure. I know that. That's why I had to check myself, because I genuinely know that. But it's like sometimes you go and I don't know, like you have to, I feel like maybe I haven't always known that. And sometimes I have to like, I go back to like former version of the lower vibrational version of myself when it comes to those things.
Well, no one's like great overnight. Like this is all, we have like, what is it? Visceral responses, you know, mm-hmm. things like, but it was just like the moments after that you're allowed to feel those ways. And then you give yourself the opportunity to, you know, like evaluate the feelings and what you're saying and why you're saying it, and then rationalize your feelings, and not even rationalize them, but feel them and then release them, because they're not real sometimes.
Well, and I think people who have the feelings, they just don't say them out loud. And I'm just saying it out loud. Like, just like I've said out loud to you, like, there's been moments where I felt jealous. There's been moments where I felt like less than. There's been moments where, like, these are not popular things you ever want to share with your friends, because it makes you look like a hater or like weak. But we're human, you know? And in that moment, I felt very human. And then I had to check myself and say, no, that's not actually human. That's not actually the human you are.
But that's also like the, you know, when you feel away, it can remind you like, we got this, we're good. Mm-hmm. And when I'm feeling away, you're like, mm-hmm. we got this. Just talk, bitch, we talk. You could do this.
Yeah.
Cause I needed pep talks, you know, like I appreciate our partnership for that reason, even if we do suffer from intense separation anxiety.
I know.
But I feel good. I feel happy. I feel super high, and I feel like I'm talking in that high voice. And
you
I
can, are.
And,
yeah,
and I'm like, yeah. Okay, well, I know everyone's going to, Orlando's going to talk shit to me. But now I hear it. It's after 9 o'clock, and it's the wave. You got a shout out, baby.
Hello, yeah. I'm Jamila. Wait, what was the episode where we like pretended we were each other? Is that last week? LaToya? Oh my God.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear that one.
Well, I should have smoked indica.
Well, anyway, y'all know where to find us. Make sure you like, subscribe. If you're listening, if you're on Spotify, please like this episode. If you're on Apple, please like and make sure that you leave us a review. Help Black podcasters beat the whack ass racism of algorithms on Apple Podcast. Make sure you check out our retreat in Costa Rica this summer. We have two retreats, one happening July 31st. The next is on August 10th. It's an amazing retreat. It's life changing. It's so crucial. Don't question it. Go on our website and just watch the video.
Just watch the video.
If you watch the video, you will understand what I'm talking about. Don't even take my word for it.
Just go watch the fucking video.
So go to goodmomsbadchoices.com/retreats. I have everything here in the episode description. Follow us on Patreon for bonus content and bonus episodes. And you can join our Slack group there. There's a lot of women over there. Join our close friends, because we'd be turning up in the close friends. And that's it.
That's it. Catch you next week.
Bye.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.